This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The president is preparing for a major speech this week. Reporter Connie Long gives us a preview.
President Obama delivers his State of the Union swan song this Tuesday night. His major emphasis will be on gun controls, and many inside the chamber and outside will object to his statements. There will be an empty chair in the guest box to represent those shot to death in recent years. The president is expected to say the financial state of the Union is strong. He will also refer to tensions in the Middle East and the fight against terrorism. Connie Lawn reporting from Washington.
GOP presidential hopeful Donald Trump reveals what he thinks the real state of the Union is.
The state of our Union is a mess. We can't beat ISIS. Our military is falling back. It's not being properly taken care of. Our vets aren't being properly taken care of.
Mr. Trump leaving himself wiggle room on his proposal to impose a massive tax on goods from China. He now says he doubts that the tariff would be necessary at all. He says he's confident that China would change its behavior to avoid it and start trading more fairly. Trump appeared today on Fox and NBC. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has no intention of pushing lawmakers to approve President Obama's request for new war powers to fight the Islamic State group. McConnell tells ABC that he's afraid it could tie the hands of the next president. The Obama administration proposal does not authorize large-scale ground operations. The occupation of a national wildlife refuge in Oregon by a small armed group upset over federal land policies is entering its second week. The mother of the group's leader is asking supporters to send supplies. The leader of the occupation, Amon Bundy, has repeatedly rejected calls to leave buildings at the refuge in Oregon's high desert country. New York City is seeing a surge in homelessness. Dozens of homeless people interviewed by the Associated Press made it clear it will take more than the expanded outreach programs announced. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-884-1759. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-884-1759. 800-884-1759. That's 800-884-1759.
An interview done by the leader of the Sinaloa drug cartel with actor Sean Penn helped lead to his capture. James Blears reports.
The ego of Joaquin Shorty Guzman ultimately proved his downfall. He arranged to do an interview with actor Sean Penn last October at a remote ranch in the northern Mexican state of Durango. Its transcript has since appeared in the magazine Rolling Stone. Guzman hoped this would lead to a film about his life. Instead, Mexico's Attorney General Areli Gomez said it provided a vital clue in a pot boiler, which put security forces back on Guzman's trail, ultimately leading to his recapture following his tunneled escape last July. With Hollywood no longer an option, Guzman's lawyers are trying to entangle the Mexican legal system with a cutting room floor's worth of injunctions to prevent him keeping a one-way appointment with U.S. justice. James Burrs in Mexico.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. There are many aspects or faces of the Republican Party. Henry Olson, co-author of Four Faces of the Republican Party, the fight for the 2016 Republican nomination, explains to the Salem Radio Network why he thinks Donald Trump's popularity continues to grow.
The working class in America has been the losers in the American economy for at least the last 15 years. And if you ignore their concerns, they get angrier, and Donald Trump is stoking that anger masterfully.
Henry Olson is with the Ethics and Public Policy Center. Star Wars The Force Awakens has stayed on top of the North American box office for the fourth week, beat out Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant, and became the third largest grossing movie in the world ever. According to studio estimates, The Force Awakens raked in $41.6 million in the U.S., Canada, and $100.4 million 104.3 million overseas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Bill Martinez, good to have you along with us. And with us right now is Ed Klein, author of Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary. Ed, always good to have you on with us. Welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill, and thank you so much for having me back.
Well, congratulations on the book. Hillary, it seems like you're getting under her skin, not necessarily like the way the song goes.
That's right. Exactly. I don't think it's a nightclub song for Hillary yet. I think what you're referring to is there was a dump of over 5,000 emails 2 days ago, and lo and behold, my name showed up on Hillary's emails in which one of her assistants told her that I was working on a new book of her, on her, and she referred to me as a, quote, wacko, unquote.
Well, you know, this is par for the course. I mean, she said that about the women that were abused by her husband and former president. You know, so that's the language. I mean, when she tries to invalidate people, and of course, I'm curious to hear what she's going to say next, other than somehow the families of the fallen, you know, our fallen citizens in Benghazi, including our ambassador, they're delusioned right now because she says there's no way that she told them that was about the video.
Well, you know, Hillary, as Bill Safire, the New York Times columnist, wrote, I believe it was in 1996. Don't hold me to that, but he's now long gone, Bill is. But he referred to her as a congenital liar. And it's interesting that almost 20 years later, when people are polled and are asked, what word comes to mind when you hear the name Hillary Clinton? Almost 60% say liar.
And I think people are scratching their heads and they're wondering how she is able to hang in there. Now, we understand she's got a solid constituency, about, you know, if you want to say about 40% of America that's going to go with her off the cliff no matter what. I mean, they're just so connected with her. They just think that, you know, you're picking on her, everybody's being unfair and that sort of thing. The accusations, not even the accusations, but just reminding everybody that her husband was disbarred and impeached and that sort of thing because of, you know, the sexual abuses that have been associated with him. And meanwhile, you've got Bill Clinton out there saying, you know, she's the best person ever, but there's no way she's a Bill Clinton.
No way she's a Bill Clinton. And as younger people who were not around during the Clinton era are now finding out, Bill Clinton is not Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is a serial woman abuser and has been all his life. And Hillary not only stood by and backed up her man, but she was part of this whole thing, because whenever a woman would come forward, Hillary would organize, she, not Bill, but Hillary would organize the counterattack against this woman, trying to intimidate her, slime her, insinuate that she was crazy, and threaten her with retaliation. Hillary was all part of that. And it's a great hypocrisy for her now to go around saying that she's a candidate for women and children.
Exactly. She really, I mean, you know, she just kind of reminds you of that Old Testament female figure called Jezebel, doesn't she?
Yeah, she certainly does.
And which is kind of scary when you think about it.
Well, you know, I was thinking, here's a woman who has had 8 years in the White House, another 8 years in the Senate, that's 16 years, 4 years as Secretary of State, so now we're up to 20 years at the height of political power in America. And recently, she was asked by a TV interviewer to name her major achievements, and she couldn't come up with a single example. And yet, Bill is going around saying she's the most qualified person.
Exactly. Well, the thing I found that was quite interesting, she told everybody that when it comes to the economy, she's going to consult with her husband. I think the person she should consult with is Newt Gingrich. I mean, but for Newt Gingrich, Bill Clinton would not have much of an economic legacy, would he?
That's exactly right, because it was Newt Gingrich and the Republican majority when Bill was president who really forced his hand and made him balance the budget of the United States. And if it weren't for the Republicans, that budget would never have been balanced.
Exactly. And so a bit surprising, but certainly consistent with her own rewrite of history that she wants to maintain. And that's been the quandary that a majority of Americans have about Hillary Clinton. I don't know how she transitions, especially in light of, you know, these open investigations, the FBI, the slow leak of the emails that you mentioned earlier. They're behind still in getting those out. And we look at David Petraeus, who just went before the Senate Benghazi hearing, and you know, and you go, whoa, this guy got in a lot of trouble for a fraction of what seems to be all kinds of smoking guns around Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. And you know, a lot of my conservative and Republican friends say to me, well, no matter what the FBI finds, Obama, the Democratic president, will never allow his attorney general to indict Hillary, the Democratic nominee, presumptive. And I say, I don't think the President of the United States is going to be able to interfere, because if he does, there's going to be hell to pay. There'll be resignations, there'll be leaks to the press, there'll be an uproar, and it will completely besmirch whatever legacy he has. I'm talking about Obama now, and right. Loretta Lynch, for that matter, too.
Well, and
so I think he's going to just be quiet and let this thing run its course, and my guess is she will be indicted.
Right. Well, Ed, you talk to people. You've got, you know, connections inside. The information you've been able to pull out in your books and about Hillary Clinton, about the Obama administration, it would seem to me that President Obama is a bit perplexed on this. It seems like one minute he's behind Hillary, the next minute he's taking two giant steps away from her. He's giving mixed signals here, I think.
I think that's very perceptive, Bill, what you're saying, and I think he is perplexed. Mm. On the one hand, he's the leader of the Democratic Party, and he cannot be perceived as wanting to see a Republican in the White House.
Yeah, right.
Mm. On the other hand, he and the Clintons can't stand to be in the same room with each other, no less even talk to each other. And he is, and this is based on my reporting, he's very deeply concerned that if the Clintons are back in the White House, he's going to be sent to Siberia. He's not going to have any influence left at all in the Democratic Party, which means all the thousands of people who are on the Democratic Party payroll and the consultants and all the patronage and the ideological direction of the party, he's going to be nowhere. So he is very torn about this whole thing.
But isn't Hillary the one most likely to carry the water into this next 4 to 8 years for this president? I'm talking about the progressive ideology that he's promoted and thrust upon the people for the last 7 years.
According to my reporting, he doesn't think so. He feels that Hillary goes with the wind, that she has no principles, that she doesn't really believe in anything except her own power, her own influence, her own legacy, if you will, being the first woman president. He would much prefer, it's a little late in the game, but he would much prefer to see Joe Biden carry on his legacy, which Biden would, or even Elizabeth Warren, the Looney Tunes left-wing senator from Massachusetts.
Exactly. Well, Ed, thank you so much for being with us. Ed Klein, ladies and gentlemen, author of Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary. The book is available at all the usual good places, including online as well, right, Ed?
It is, and it's also on my website, edwardklein.com. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you, Ed.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You Julianne Thompson, founder of the Free America Project, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Julianne.
Thank you.
Online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Maybe he came to you.
We're back with the America just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Want to drop me an email? I'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Heard every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 11 Eastern Time. Julianne Thompson, founder of the Free American Project, an organization to mobilize the grassroots and build coalitions to keep the focus on victory next November, is with us. She's the former co-chair of the Atlanta Tea Party, former press secretary of the Georgia Republican Party. Julianne, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Well, I tell you, this 2016 election cycle, as you write, truly has become the year of reality TV politics, hasn't it?
Well, I think it has, to a point. That's most certainly true. But who is to blame is kind of up in the air. I think we're hearing from a lot of people in the media who are blaming the candidates for that phenomenon. But I do think it's the media that's actually driving this phenomenon of reality TV politics and the way people are communicating this election.
Well, you know, I think it's all, you know, within the confines, understandably, of the nine-dot paradigm of our current culture. It's reality-oriented. There's no doubt about it. It's what's driving ratings. You've got a juggernaut like Donald Trump leading the way. It's easy to fall prey on this because the media, it's easier for them to go along as opposed to demonstrate any kind of leadership and take the voter politic into a direction that maybe they need to be. That's not what they've been known to do.
Well, that's correct, and I think that the media is actually setting the rules of engagement. As far as people are concerned, yes, it's most certainly true that people are used to getting their news in short, concise sound bites. They're used to cable news being driven that way. They're also used to the fact that people are using social media, and you get things out on Twitter, and they have to be so many characters. So people are used to that. But the media is setting the rules of engagement with regard to how candidates are treating each other, and you need look no further than the debates that we've
had.
And they concentrate a lot more on getting the candidates to fight with each other and avoiding any opportunity to actually get into substance, which I think at this point in time, when we are nearing the Iowa caucuses and various primary dates are just right around the corner, people want more substance, and they haven't been getting that.
Well, and it's going to be up to the candidates. I think that in part, when you look at Dr. Ben Carson and his slide, and he says that Iowa is going to be a turning point for him, and we'll have to see how that comes out. But it really, and I keep saying, you know, with my marketing background and expertise, for me, it's always been about the message. And I'm waiting for the message to break through. But we're not having that opportunity to do that. Like you say, it's been one big food fight after another, just about.
Well, I think that's so true. And when it comes to the candidates on the quote-unquote establishment side of the aisle, they really haven't concentrated on messaging at all. They've concentrated on process, campaign process, as told by the 2008 and 2012 campaigns, and even earlier than that, some of these guys still believe in a 72-hour get-out-the-vote plan when most people vote, you know, a good 30 days in advance of the actual election with regard to early voting. So it's very important, especially in the current political environment, to have a very early ground game, grassroots ground game, and that starts through messaging instead of concentrating on building up a lot of the elected official endorsements. They have not, they've done that rather than building up grassroots endorsements and ground games, and that is one area where the outsider candidates, most specifically Ted Cruz, when it comes to Iowa and when it comes to across the South, and Donald Trump, those are areas that they're excelling in because they really have concentrated on messaging to the grassroots rather than your typical politician process of past presidential elections.
Well, Julianne, you bring up an excellent point, and that is the ground game and that pressing the flesh and listening to the voters. And I think that's what Iowa brings, to the whole process here, is that it gives these candidates a golden opportunity. It really is a golden opportunity to hear what the voters, what they have to say. And Iowa takes that responsibility very seriously. I mean, this is you know, a long-standing tradition and one that I believe the nation owes them, you know, their due for what they do on our behalf.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of these caucuses are taking place in people's homes. Mm-hmm. This is the most grassroots of all primary processes in this entire country. And it is wonderful that it's the starting point for the presidential primary process. And I'm actually going to be going out to Iowa to help on, again, the last week of January. And I'm very excited because I haven't experienced this before in that state. So, you're right. The nation owes them a debt of gratitude for sticking by that conservative grassroots principle. And I'm very excited about it.
Well, that process really exposes these candidates, to your point again, that they get their messaging down. They're hearing, they're, you know, going back and forth and kind of forming this message in such a way that you can tell who's done the hard work, who really has put in the groundwork with these voters there in Iowa, so that by the time they come out of Iowa and you head into New Hampshire and South Carolina, you're pretty well down the road in terms of the vision and the messaging that you're putting out there. But I, like you, have been concerned with all the the combative and I think counterproductive stuff that's been going out there. I mean, let's face it, Donald Trump has just been chewing up all the oxygen and time. He's been getting media promotion and publicity just because of who he is, and the rest of these candidates are starving, you know, for airtime. But if you don't have the message to and the headline to break through, you know, the media is not going to give you due, and you need to come across with something very strong in order to overcome the loud megaphone of one Donald Trump.
Well, that's very true, and I'm not a Trump person, but I will tell you that he is a master marketer, and he has used that talent greatly to his advantage in this primary process. And he's done a fantastic job at getting free earned media, like you stated. He hasn't had to spend a dime on media, where the other candidates have been pumping millions of dollars into advertising on television. Donald Trump just gets unlimited media because he knows how to manipulate the media process. And you can't help but give him credit where credit is due there. But I think that just as important of the fact that he does know how to use the media, I think it's the fact that he is speaking to the current situation in America, where people are tired of being held captive by the speech police. They're tired of political correctness. Mm-hmm. They're tired of America being viewed as weak in the world, weak on foreign policy, and they're looking for a strong leader. And what they've seen so far out of Washington with the current leadership, you know, and hopefully Paul Ryan is going to prove to be different, but they've seen a lot of politicians that campaign one way and govern another, and they're tired of the campaign bait and switch. And that's the reason that candidates like Donald Trump have done so well this election.
Mm-hmm. Well, he looks like he's won. I mean, with $10 billion, he's not going to be beholden to all the K Street interests, is he? And, you know, I think America is looking for a true transformational figure, a leadership figure, who's going to be able to come in and really attack some of these issues. It's not going to be across the board. I think they're going to have to pick and choose their battles very wisely here. Otherwise, they're going to end up kind of like what happened in California with Arnold Schwarzenegger, who thought he could come in with his business knowledge and acumen and just turn Sacramento upside down. But he found out very quickly the bureaucracy runs very thick and deep.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the...
Booyah!
Just another Spanish love song.
Don't be afraid. You will not be hurt if you comply. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Good to have you along with us, America. It is just about 26, make it 27 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Tom Borelli is with us right now, contributor with Conservative Review and a frequent guest on The O'Reilly Factor. Hannity, Glenn Beck, Fox and Friends, all the good people. Tom partners, of course, with his lovely wife, Deneen, is a frequent co-host filling in at Sirius XM Patriot Radio. Tom, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Bill, thanks for having me back. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Happy New Year to you and Deneen. All my best for the family in that. I really, it's always good talking to you guys. Hey, and I've been eager to discuss this next issue that's been out there. People are really upset with Republicans regarding this omnibus bill. They just cannot believe that they rolled over. And what makes it worse is you've got Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid doing an end zone dance.
Yeah, and also Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, imagine.
If they're happy, we know we just lost our liberty, and they just, you know, they just did a clean sweep of everything that Republicans and conservatives, especially conservatives, hold value. And I think it's really tragic is really what the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell did, because after all, he's the Senate Majority Leader. Not only did he cave to Obama, but by caving to Obama, he also betrayed the coal miners that really helped put him back in office, because
exactly.
There's absolutely nothing in this omnibus bill for coal miners.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we even get into that, I do want to address Paul Ryan's position on this. The other night, he said, well, we had to clear the decks. This allows us to move forward. And I'm going, okay, well, I mean, you're saying this with a straight face, but I'm having a hard time really following you that you want to give the president another $1.1 trillion here, and conservatives really got nothing out of this, but somehow you're giving me something down the road. And that's what got us there to begin with, is that everything has always been, well, if we sacrifice now, we'll get it down the road. Is this another one of those, you know, Don't look what's in my left hand. Here, the right hand is coming.
Bill, you're correct. Look, how many times have we heard that story before? And mm-hmm. again, you know, Paul Ryan, obviously the definition of a leader doesn't match what I would define as a leader. If he handed something that only empowers Obama, does nothing to restrict his power, and then you say that's all I can do. Look, I don't think there's a sports coach, whether it be in college or football, that would be acceptable to the fans of the owners. I tried. This is the only team you gave me. You didn't win. You're supposed to. You're out. What
That's
we need
right.
to do is hold these people accountable, just like you're held accountable, just like I'm held accountable, just like we hold, you know, any high school, college, or football coach accountable. It's about what they do, what they promise to do, and whether or not they were able to do it.
Now, let's go back on Mitch McConnell's promise. He promised coal miners, he promised the people of Kentucky that he would save jobs, that he would be, you know, their champion. Well, I'll tell you, if that's his idea of a champion, it seems rather anemic, doesn't it?
Oh, it is incredibly anemic. He got elected based on those promises to help coal mining jobs, and he said he was going to stop the EPA Clean Power Plan, which is the EPA regulation that cracks down on coal-fired utilities, and coal-fired utilities are closing because of this and other environmental rules, and he promised that he would help these coal miners. Well, Congress has the power of the purse. What McConnell could have done as majority leader is stop EPA's power plan by not funding its execution. He did not do that, and Bill, it gets worse. Not only by not doing that, he empowered Obama's climate change deal he made at the Paris Accord with the United Nations. McConnell had an opportunity to embarrass the president by saying, we're not going to fund the Clean Power Plan, which is really the driver of CO2 emissions that Obama promised in this climate deal.
Right, exactly. Well, we know that the omnibus spending bill, 2,000 pages, Tom. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, we're talking a lot of money, but even still, when you have 2,000 pages, that gives them a lot of room to wiggle and, you know, to accommodate is what I call it. This is one big accommodation to all the special interests that Democrats hold near and dear.
Democrats and Republicans, too. It was a special interest orgy, really. But minority leader, and I'll say minority leader again, Harry Reid, he got a special tax carve-out for resorts and casinos. So he did pretty well for his constituents. Mitch McConnell did nothing for his. What's
right.
wrong with that picture?
And last time we checked, isn't Mitch McConnell the majority leader?
Exactly. He didn't need to be that position to do what he did, for sure.
Well, you know, this is, to me, and I think this is why the Republican caucus was so nervous, because they keep seeing these things, you know, going on, and they have enough, I don't know, what do you want to call it, enough gumption, enough courage to realize that they've got to go back to their constituents and say, hey, we didn't do the job. You know, they want to be held accountable, and they don't want to make excuses. And they're going back to their constituents to say, give me another 2 years or give me another 4 years. And it's, you know, what do they have to show for it?
Well, at this point, absolutely nothing. And again, how many broken promises have we heard from the conservative side? And then the establishment wonders why Donald Trump is popular. I mean, this
yes.
is the failure of the Republican establishment, the failure of Ryan, Speaker Ryan, and McConnell. They created Donald Trump because the American people are fed up. They're ready to take a gamble on someone who isn't necessarily conservative, but someone who is a leader, because we try to put all our eggs in the conservative promises and we've gotten nothing.
Well, and you got a man who's got $10 billion. He's not beholden to anybody. He doesn't have to make a bunch of promises, you know, up and down K Street in order to get elected. He could really, truly be the people's president, which is what we've been looking for a long time.
The American people are hungry for leadership, someone who will point to the right direction and then make other people follow. This is the failure of McConnell and Ryan, because they have the American people behind them, but they have to take the first step. How many people, conservatives out there, are just angry and ready to make a change, and McConnell will do nothing? And what's worse is McConnell actually enabled competitors of the coal industry by giving tax credits to solar and wind companies in this omnibus bill through tax credits. Well, so now he's actually enabling them.
Yeah. Well, Tom, you know, those tax breaks, you know, to all these energy groups and everything, you know, we the people, the return and investment that we've gotten over the years for that, boy, that should encourage McConnell and the rest of them to just keep pouring good money after bad, right?
I'm not going to sign this bill, and it's up to the president whether or not he wants to close the government, but in good conscience, I can't subsidize when we're $19 trillion in debt to pay for energy power that can't stand on its own. Bill, what's wrong with that?
Exactly. Well, and this bill, as you noted, Tom, earlier, blows through previously negotiated budget caps, so sequesters out the door. Let's just, let's just have at it, you know, all in the name of, let's be nice. And if you listen to Paul Ryan, it's, so that we're cleaning the deck so that we can be a lot stronger down the road.
Right. And it's going to be no different this year because guess what? It's an election year. So they're going to play tough with the president in an election year. They're going to Obama will threaten to close down the government. What's the Republicans going to do? They will cave again because they don't want to mess up their elections.
Well, and the other thing they took out of there were the policy writers that were going to restrict Obama's power overreach. I mean, they really neutered themselves in this whole process. It's just amazing. And I know you're as shocked as I am, and anybody that understands this, Tom, just sees that, we the people really got the shaft on this thing, and we were done in by the very people that we trusted to, lead us out of this mess, and it's almost like they just got us deeper into it. Dr. Tom Borelli has been with us. As always, Tom, thank you so much for being with us. Happy New Year to you. Tom, of course, a contributor with Conservative Review, a frequent guest on the O'Reilly Factor as well. Dr. Tom Borelli, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up right after this.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. If you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you guys. And even though I say guys, this is a treat for guys, but you're going to understand very quickly here that, ladies, this is also for you because this is one big, humongous blessing that Pastor Jeff Watkins has for us. He's the founder, senior pastor of Powerhouse Church and Jordan Ranch Leadership Retreat in Katy, Texas. Jeff, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm doing great and always enjoy a chance to talk about my favorite subject, which is men growing up and being men.
And the thing is, as we were talking about yesterday, Jeff, is that not only about men being men, but this is what the women are crying out for. And I like that you're sensitive to them. It's not just, hey, let's just take care of the guys here, but let's talk to the women to understand what it is that you're drawing out of the men, which is consistent with the cries of their heart.
Exactly, Bill. My mentor and a guy that you knew, Dr. Edwin Lewis Cole, was a spiritual father. To me, the spiritual father in my life that changed the way I thought. And on the back of his book, his wife, Maximize Manhood, his book, yes, which is a million seller, very famous for that book, his wife said this, Nancy, she said, this is a ministry to men, but for women. And she says, the reason being is because when the man is restored, the whole house is restored. But if the man is called to be the head and he doesn't know where to go, then you have a blind head leading your body, which is the women and the children, and no woman wants to be led by a blind head.
Exactly. And the thing is this has to do with order, God's order of things. I shared with men quite a while ago, Jeff, and you'd appreciate this. And in fact, when I first started sharing with them, the guys kind of looked at me like, oh, gosh, you know, what new stuff are you going to come up with now?
Right.
And it had
right.
to do with the Garden of Eden. When Eve first partook of the forbidden fruit, and I said, look what happened when Eve partook. And they go, well, nothing happened. Exactly. When did it happen? When Adam participated in the act. Suddenly, They saw themselves as naked. The fact that it broke down and came out in that order demonstrates to me clearly that God's order of things involves man in such a position. This is not to de-emphasize the significance of women by no means, but it's understanding the sovereignty of God and the rightful, if I might say, to take off of the title of your book, understanding the alpha male position that God has placed his creation in.
You're exactly right, Bill. You know, at the essence of Christianity is that there is a God and you're not him.
Yes.
The understanding here is that we all die. We have one thing in common. We will all die, male, female, black, and white. We all die. So we have that in common. The next question is, where do we go? Mm-hmm. And once you figure out eternal perspective, you have a lot more action lined up with your words. I always say this about Adam and Eve, is that, Jesus is called the second or the final Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we learned through Dr. Cole is that Adam died with his wife, Jesus died for his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a huge difference right there.
Yes.
And once we begin to get our men to understand that the highest calling in life is to be that sacrificial hero that dies for his family and for the calling of God, then he'll stop becoming this, skinny jeans wearing guy that is trying to morph into making everybody happy, and he'll just stand up on his back leg and say, this is who I am. I'm a man who God created me to be in an eternal way, versus worrying about trying to be a politician and making everybody happy. You'll
exactly.
never do that and be effective. Never
right.
do it.
Well, and it's interesting you talk about, a man's, and I believe it's in their very nature to take a bullet for their family.
Yep.
Even without understanding it, they will do it. They'll throw themselves in front of their wife and their kids by and large. Now, I understand the order of the day and the way the way males have been attacked in our culture and the movies and TVs, and you and I talked about this, and the way the attack on the family has occurred, for decades now. It's no wonder that men are confused, women are confused, and we know things are out of order. When you got 7 out of 10 people in America saying we're on the wrong track, I say, hey, good observation. Now, what do we do about it?
Exactly. That seems to me, Bill, one of the things, I don't know if we talked about it, but I've had like 3 or 4 counseling appointments in the last day.
Right.
And it seems to come back out of all of these guys that don't know each other. Exactly what you're talking about is, okay, we've read enough books, we've had enough prophetic utterances over us. Now, what do we do? What's the corresponding action to this issue? And the issue, I think, and the one word that I've seen it all balled up into one word is fatherlessness.
Mm-hmm.
We are a fatherless nation. Now, there are many different reasons for it, but at the end of the day, it's not about the reasons for it. It's about what do we do?
Right.
And I was in preaching for Tommy Barnett at the Dream Center a few years ago, and I preached this message down there. And a young black man in the balcony stood up and he said, "Well, what if your mother and father are dead?" And the Holy Spirit just rose up inside of me. I've never had anybody do that before, and it just came out of me. Then you become the father,
right?
And I believe that's what the Bible is all about, is us becoming in the image of Christ, in the image of the Father. Learning how to be a godly father is in the Word of God.
Exactly. And we can't get there if we're not connected to God, GF. If we are trying to do it on our own, if we're looking to television series to get our identity of our fatherhood, or, some other messed up world, is it any wonder we're in chaos?
There's no doubt, but that word of God, as you know, Bill, I don't care if people are listening to this and they know Jesus, they don't know him. I'm not even talking about religion. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about one thing in my life as a man. I was an All-American athlete in college. Mm-hmm. I got into everything. I was a bartender. I lived the life of the world. And at some point, I came to myself and I said, okay, that's enough of this selfish stuff. It's not fulfilling. I want to be a real man, so who do I work for? I want to work for eternity. I want to work for heaven, the corporation of heaven. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, miracles, signs, and wonders began to be the thing I was working for. I want to see something different. I've seen everything else in this world, and I wanted to see something different. And know, that's been 28, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I'm telling you, this is nothing but a great adventure when I finally figured out who I was. And Dr. Cole, along with the Word of God, have been the thing that really, the catalyst that changed everything in my life. And I am definitely no less of a man, a male, than what I was then. And I'm fighting with the sword of the Spirit. And I love going into different places, dark places, where we can bring the light. To me, that's what we're missing in our churches. We're not having the adventure that the Bible promises.
And this is what men love. They love the adventure. And
yes.
And understanding, you know, by the same token, for you, you've been on this journey for a number of decades. This is a process, guys. This isn't something that somebody's going to wave some magic wand and all of a sudden it's going to happen. Because let me tell you, when you take your rightful stand based on the Word of God and based on the identity that God has for you, that says, you know, He says very clearly who you are as an alpha male, you got to understand you're going to get challenged, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt. But that's, again, back to what we need. We need fathers in the faith. Mm-hmm. Ed Cole was that for me, and I thank God for that. Tommy Sirotnik, you know who he is.
Yes.
These are guys that are willing to, when you say yes to God, what you're saying is you're saying, I'm going to climb to the top of the high dive or to the cliff, and I'm jumping off. I am not going to have any reservations. It's not about me. I'm dying to myself. When you get that kind of hungry, then you jump. But remember, it's not a one-time walk down the aisle. You jump every day of your life.
Exactly.
You have to jump in the pool. Because what happens is many people, I'm concerned, Bill, you talked about the church not having men that are, you know, on fire, men that lead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned that we have gotten out of the pool. We jumped once, maybe, and now we're wondering where that great battle is, like Braveheart or like Gladiator. Where is the fight? And to me, that's what I'm called to do, is to designate the fight. And I think that's what pastors are supposed to be doing as they lead their flock, designating the fight for these men.
And the men want to be called out. They want to be called forth because they know it's not right. And guess what happened? I mean, you've got a prophet like Elijah that has this big bail off. And what, you know, one minute he's doing these incredible things for God, and the next minute he's running away from a woman.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
Yeah, and that tells you that we all can, when we don't see our future, we all go back to our past. And that's why you need that coach or father in your life to say, hey, boy, where are you? You know, we all need that at some point in time. Even the top leaders in our nation, we all need an Ed Cole. We need that father that we respect and we've committed to, saying whatever he says, I'm going to do it, because that's the voice of the Lord for my benefit. I want to point out one quick thing to you, Bill. In Malachi chapter 4, if you're listening, that's from the Bible, the last book of the Old Testament, before we have 400 years of silence. The very last thing we hear God say is this. He said, I'm going to send you Elijah the prophet before the great day of the Lord, and he will turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and smite the earth with a curse.
Mm.
I want to tell you that I believe prophetically that is where we're at, Bill, right now, is that we are living, even though you and I are saved, we're living on the ramifications of a fatherless world, which is a curse.
Well,
and the
there
only
it is.
Thing that we, yeah.
GF, I'm sorry, we're out of time. GF Watkins,
no
founder, senior pastor of Powerhouse Church and Jordan Ranch Leadership Retreat.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs.
costs, and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.